scrolls in their racks, even knowing their contents obscene. I yearn that you look and control your attacks, heaving glowing coals on people's hard work and dreams. Listen, please, people, to the words that I sing before you return to your homes for the evening. And please, just desires to keep happy and fed, but leave prophets and liars so they still can be read. And please put out these fires, let's go home to our beds, and we'll worry about more pressing evils instead. For when you burn up the words of an author who's dead, pages pressed in a different time, you deprive those yet born of the chance to have read different thoughts from a different mind. If those words posed a challenge to the mighty and strong, will they lose any chance to ignite better deeds amongst those who might try to right wrongs, or better lives for the wrong who might try to do right? If our young can't aspire to stay sheltered and fed with the skills of a civilized mind, then our young may conspire, slay and plunder instead, leaving learning and reason behind. We've learned ways to live with such freedom and ease, holding disease and starvation at bay. But our ways must rely on such records as these, so our lives will get harder as we burn them away. So burn not our books, leave the scrolls in their racks, even knowing their contents obscene. I yearn that you look and control your attacks, heaving glowing coals on people's hard work and dreams. Listen, please, people, precious moments I ask before you return to your mandated task. And please put out these fires, let's go home to our beds, and we'll take down the pyres to save what still can be read. And please, just desires to keep happy and fed, and we'll clean up this mess in the morning. Well, it may seem that recordings of partisan hacks can preserve no brain fuel for our minds, but their arguments live so much longer, in fact, reoccurring to hacks throughout time. When you know that some parts of our lives do not change despite the laws of the land or the year, the scrolls in their racks, even knowing their contents obscene. I yearn that you look and control your attacks, even glowing coals on people's hard work and dreams. Listen now, people, to you I must plead. Ignore primal fears, please think of our needs. And we'll try to retire, and we'll go home instead, building better desires from the words you have read. And then we'll retire and discuss while we're fed, using coals to cook beans and not books. If what you hate are the words that are scratched by the reed, then you still have an option of peace. Don't censor or burn one lone madman's creed, or his legend and fame will increase. If instead you can answer his scrawlings in turn and produce some more reason retort, before the men they impel to destroy or refine what they see. So with me, poor Orwell, poor the men who compel you to be as they want you to be. In your readings you may learn of people who claim to hold ethics and virtues most just, but they then needed neither to rob and to maim. They said that to be just we must do. Leave the scrolls in their racks, even knowing their contents obscene. I yearn that you look and control your attacks, heaving glowing coals on a dead poet's dreams. Please drop your torch and just lend me your ear. I'm armed but with words, you have nothing to fear. Please work to inspire better thinking instead, building better desires from the words you have read. And when you retire,